I don't think no favoritism is necessary with good energy policy. It should benefit the whole industry, and Alaska's a resource state, you know, I mean, multiple resources, but oil and gas is our number, mainly oil. You know, our gas is the untapped wealth, and that's the cleanest energy, I think, is natural gas. And, man, they're just flaring it off, all the oil wells up here, up on the slope, down in the Cook Inlet. You can see them flames flaring off all that gas. And there's huge, huge gas fields up here. And they've got some gas pipelines running. There's a gas pipe running by my place across the highway, but I can't tap into it for natural gas, so we need to improve the local infrastructure. But before that happens, the industry needs to get more robust, especially in the natural gas sector, because, see, that's good making with some deals with countries that want to import U.S. natural gas. I say drill, baby, drill. That's money in the ground. And boy, when it comes to other resources up here, I mean, we've got a wide variety when it gets to minerals, not just gold, but silver, copper, and other strategic minerals, and timber, fisheries. There's a variety of resources for the extraction. But it's all been hindered. We're looking forward to expanding the sensible resource development economy. I don't want to rape the planet just for a few dollars, but we see that Green New Deal thing really ain't working out as redonkulous. I think things are looking better already, and hopefully they're just going to keep getting better from here on out. I'm a happy camper. I'm retired, so I don't really give a care, but I live on a fixed income, so price at the pump. Oh, and I timed out my Node radio, so I better shut up before I time out the system. But, I'm a happy camper. KL7FR.